Good Friday morning. I'm Anna Palmer. Welcome to your Politico Playbook Flash Briefing, sponsored by the Better Medicare Alliance. Donald Trump's press conference yesterday was supposed to be a reset moment. Instead, the event became an epic sideshow. His pick to replace Michael Flynn at the National Security Council, Robert Harwood, dealt him another blow, turning down the gig. It's unclear how Trump will be able to lead his administration into calmer waters. So while all of the country's major news outlets across the country are still trying to make sense of Trump's press conference, he is already up and looking to change the conversation. At 5:13 a.m. this morning, he tweeted, "Despite the long delays by the Democrats in finally approving Dr. Tom Price, the repeal and replacement of Obamacare is moving fast." Hard to see him having much luck shifting the conversation to that today. In other news, details are starting to come out about why Harwood turned down Trump's NSC offer. Our colleague Brian Bender has a scoop from multiple sources that he decided not to join the administration because he did not receive sufficient assurances about staffing and autonomy. Specifically, the source told Bender that Harwood wanted commitments that the National Security Council would be fully in charge of security matters, not Trump's political advisors. While Trump is having trouble finding Flynn's replacement, CNN is reporting that Mike Dubka, Crossroads Media founder, is expected to be named White House Communications Director. Subscribe to Playbook at politico.com/playbook.